Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Lions, Tigers, and Cubs?
Now the pitch. There's a high drive, deep right, set away back. Might be out of here. It's off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. A third man scores. And look at this score. Way back. Might be out of here.
Hey, hey,
hey. He did it again. He did it again. The game is tied. The game is tied. Holy cow.
And that was the infamous Harry Carey back in the late 80s and 90s, early 90s, when he was still calling the game for the Cubs. By the way, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com. This is episode number 198. And if unless you've just been living under a rock or just totally off the grid, not paying attention to what's going on in the sports world, you know that history was made this past Saturday where the Cubs, since 1945, 71 years, have finally made it back to the World Series. And if they win, it'll be the first time since 1908. Oh my goodness. If you're a sports fan, if you're a baseball fan, then this is like the greatest thing that's happened in years. And I'm not a Cubs fan per se. They're like my second team. I'm a huge Braves fan, but you've just got to appreciate and love the lovable losers. I mean, I can remember growing up as a kid, coming home, during the springtime and turning on WGN out of Chicago and Channel 9 and watching Harry Carey call the games for the Cubs. And then just the nostalgia that baseball in general brings back, but especially that team. Hey, you don't have to be a fan of baseball to get some lessons and really learn a lot from of what we've just witnessed here about the Cubs, about the franchise, about what's gone on in the last 70, almost 100 years for winning a World Series, to be able to, you know, really glean some things that will help us execute and become better entrepreneurs, better producers, better salespeople, better business owners, and better people. So I wrote down a few lessons that I was gleaning from, you know, just watching that organization over the years and just the short time period that I've been, you know, around. And what could I learn from how they've handled their business, how they've handled their franchise, how they've handled, you know, being, you know, really a lot of times just the team that everybody loved but just never expected to go anywhere. And so I wrote down a few things, and the first thing that I wrote down was, you know, fans will carry you past your losses. And what I mean by that is a lot of times in business, you're out there, you are working hard, you are promoting your product, your goods, your services, you're out in the field, you're talking to people. And because you don't necessarily close that deal that day, you feel like, oh my word, I've just wasted my time. No, you haven't. You have just gleaned someone that potentially could be a fan to promote your product later on, to refer you to other people, to start what we call in online marketing, an email list. One of the first things that I will tell anybody that is starting an online business, especially like the businesses that we run at TerryWilson3.com, build your list. The greatest thing, the most productive activity you could engage in day after day after day is building a list, getting those people to opt in, to be able to send them value through your email system, whether you're using MailChimp, GetResponse, GVO, AWeber. We've got CK Marketing. If you want to check them out, that's a great product. You can go to TerryWilson3.com/email, TerryWilson3.com/email. Check them out. It will actually create landing pages for you. It'll create some opt-in forms for you. It'll create, you know, a giveaway sales funnel for you. They've got a lot of cool stuff. Of course, I'm a huge proponent of MailChimp as well. And by the way, I don't get anything for promoting these products. I'm just sort of telling you what I like to use. But whether I sell anything to that person who opted in to my email list or not, I'm really not concerned. I'm more in motivated and engaged in getting people on my list. So if you've decided, you know, I want to start this thing of online marketing and growing a business online, you know, before you get worried about anything else, the number one priority is build the list. You know, what sustained the Cubs over years and years of losses is viewership, their fan base, people tuning in to watch the game, people going to Wrigley Field just to experience the product, even though they didn't bring home the prize, even though it wasn't something that, you know, by all metrics of baseball could be considered, quote unquote, the grand success that you would want in a business. Their fans, the people on their list, kept them afloat. And what I mean by that and how that would apply, like if you were at TerryWilson3.com, you know, just because someone doesn't buy one of your products, goods, or services, you might be able to refer them to something that's a better fit for them and get paid. And they're still on your list. And as something else comes through and comes by, you see something, you start sending it out to your email list, giving value, getting monetized for that value gift. So build the list. Your fans will carry you past the losses. Number two, and this is a huge one. This one, I hearken back to a lot of the wisdom that people like John Maxwell talks about in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. But excuses are the only things that poor people can afford. Excuses are the only things that poor people can afford. For years, the Cubs have lost. And so what happened was there had to come up with a reasoning, a rationale, an excuse of why this has happened. Was it the curse of the goat? Was it the black cat out on the field? What was it? What kept causing this wonderful team from a huge, the second, third largest city in America to perpetually never win the prize? Why did they become the lovable losers? Well, a lot of it had to do with the mindset that had to come not only from the fans, but from the organization on down. It became expected. It became, well, this is who we are. They adopted and they gave rationale. And as John Maxwell calls it, they adopted the loser's limp. Listen, we all have had things that have set us back from time to time. You've had people to tell you no when you've offered a good service or product to them. You have had people criticize you. You have had people maybe not treat you correctly and even try to take advantage of you in business or in life in general. If you allow those things to continue to become the narrative and the escape and the outlet that you give, the scapegoat that you give yourself for never performing, for never executing to the levels you can, then you can never get better. I'm amazed at how many people come on board in our new a new business that will show them that they can do this or you can go over here and do this. And it's a sad commentary on society, but it's real. We've been conditioned by media, by the politicians of our time to just say, you have an excuse, you have a reason, the world hasn't treated you right. You know, buy this product or buy into this ideology and it'll all go away. That's bogus. There's no quick fix. There's no get-rich-quick scheme. There's no way around of having to have the fundamental things that are required for you to become better. Learning a new skill set, understanding a new concept, being available and able to step out there a little bit and not worry about if I first don't succeed, then I'm just going to give up. You've got to keep pushing forward. You know, it's just, this is the first podcast I've made in a couple weeks, and I'll tell you why. I got attacked by a zucchini slicer. I was in the kitchen, and I was messing with this new zucchini slicer that my wife had purchased, and we're trying to get, you know, better shape and eat better and do all this. So instead of eating potato chips, we want to eat zucchini chips and all this. And it wasn't working correctly, and I didn't have the guard up correctly. And I, on the tip of my finger, about a quarter inch, just messed up. And, you know, I started allowing that for the next few days to become an excuse of why I wasn't going to continue to work on my book that I've got to get finished here in the next few weeks. And I said, you know, I've got two fingers here. If I have to use the index fingers, I need to keep moving, keep doing, keep going, keep working toward a deadline. And so you have to do the same thing. You can't allow these temporary setbacks, these temporary frustrations, these things that try to get you off course to keep you from moving forward. Because if you do, you know, I say it, and I think a lot of times people think I'm just being dismissive or, you know, trying to be even maybe disparaging, and I'm not. But the only difference between people who succeed, from my perspective, as far as in our own business that we see and we manage, and versus the people that don't, is the people that succeed didn't quit. They didn't give up. They figured out, what am I doing that's not working? They got the proper coaching, the proper training, and they made it happen. It happens quick for some people. The very last podcast I did, it featured a gentleman that had just onboarded in the last week or two. It had only been on board for a week or two. Hurricane hit one of those weeks, and so that was a big distraction. Yet he still found time to take calls, to talk to the clients that our system produces, the leads it produces, talk to them about various opportunities, whether they want to go into writing, whether they want to go into blogging, whether they want to go into whatever space and niche they want to take off in. He was able to take this call, speak to those people, onboard them, and literally within just 10 days, really, make a little over $4,000. Now, he had every opportunity to say, well, it's not a good time. Well, look at the weather. Well, you know, I'm having to deal with this. Well, I'm having to deal with that. Or he could say, hey, you know, today's the day. You know, if not now, when? If not this, what? If not here, then where? You got to get on purpose. You got to stop allowing things to distract you and focus. Follow one course until you are successful. Focus. Don't get distracted. Don't get talked out of the very things that you deserve, that you need, and you know that you can have. And number three, and finally, the thing that I was able to take away from just watching the Cubs over the last few years and understanding, you know, here's a team that just keeps going, and never really, you know, they'll have some good years, they'll have some average years, they'll have some mediocre years, they'll have some terrible years, but they just sort of, they're still there, still selling tickets, still on TV, you know. And the third thing that I figured out just watching them is the vision is what brings the provision. They got new ownership, they got new leadership, they got new staffing, new things, new ideas, new concepts about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. And now, because of that, they started expecting to win. Hey, things are different now. This is not the same crew. This is not the same mindset. And they got a young team together that didn't buy into the old history. Well, this is just what we're expected to do. We're expected to lose. See, when you get a vision about who you are and who you're going to be, forget what other people say you are, but start saying, as far as me and my house, this is how we roll. This is what we do. This is what we're about. When you get that inside of you, and you focus on that, and you don't get talked out of that, and you start pressing toward that, then good things are going to happen. I don't know if the Cubs will win the World Series this year, but I know they're at the dance. I know they have a better shot than any time before. I know that good things happen when people position themselves and have the vision for themselves that they can go to the next level. What do you see for yourself? What do you expect today? What activities are you doing right now that you have a right to expect something different? I'm telling you, if you will get a vision, then I promise you the provision will come. Get serious about yourself. Get sold on yourself. Because once you're sold on yourself, other people buy in too. 90 degrees and freezing out here on
my own. I can't shake this feeling. Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.